In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last Sunday, we studied Americanism. Today, we shall consider how the Legion of Mary responds to each and every error of Americanism. Started in 1921, the Legion of Mary is a worldwide organization of lay faithful under the patronage of Mary Mediatrix of All Grace. Every week, active members attend an hour and a half long meeting and do about 2 hours of work evangelizing. Now, you may relax slightly. My primary goal today is not to recruit you, but I do hope to have the opportunity to do that later. For now, I will simply present to you what the Legion of Mary says in its handbook. This handbook contains the essence of the Legion, its theology, spirituality, and practice. Americanism fosters indifferentism, the idea that many religions can lead to eternal life. The handbook quotes Pius XI, "The Church has no other reason for its existence than to extend over the earth the kingdom of Christ, and so to render people sharers of his saving redemption." The Legion adds, "It is sad, therefore, that Catholics should live in the midst of multitudes who are not of the Church and make little or no effort to win them to it." It continues, "If there is any reality in the talk of precious and eternal souls, there must be a readiness to pay a price of some sort for them." Which is why the Legion enjoins on its members a universal attitude of refusal to accept defeat. It says, "A readiness to brand some work as hopeless proclaims that, as far as the Legion is concerned, a priceless soul is free to pursue unchecked its reckless course to hell." Make no mistake about it, the handbook continues, the faith must be brought to the notice of every person outside the Church. Timidity and human respect and difficulties of one kind and another must all be swallowed up in the supreme desire to share that gift of faith with those who have it not. But shouldn't we try to make the Church more appealing to Protestants by softening certain teachings, toning down obstacles like Mary? The handbook responds, "Sometimes Mary is kept in the background so as to meet the prejudices of those who make small account of her. This method of making Catholic doctrine more acceptable may accord with human reasonings. It does not reflect the divine idea. Those who act in this way do not realize that they might as well preach Christianity without Christ as ignore Mary's part in redemption. For God Himself has thought it fit to arrange that no foreshadowing or coming or giving or manifestation of Jesus should be without Mary." Which is why the most important point for the Legion Apostolate is that souls are not approached except through Mary. The handbook goes on to quote Father Faber, "Mary is not half enough known or loved, with sad results for souls. Devotion to her is low and thin and poor. Hence it is that Jesus is not loved, that heretics are not converted, that the church is not exalted. Jesus is obscured because Mary is kept in the background. Thousands of souls perish because Mary is withheld from them. But the Americanists might say, you won't win converts by arguing them to death. Agreed. And so the Legion system trains its members to imitate Mary. Truth in combating error never grows angry, the handbook says. There must be nothing of the controversial, nothing overbearing. Every word must breathe humility, affection, sincerity. The note of sternness must be banished from the legionary mission. Qualities essential to success, and above all when dealing with the outcast and the sinner, are those of sympathy and unvarying gentleness. Constantly in the affairs of life, we persuade ourselves that particular cases are subjects for rebuke or for the cutting word. And we use those words and later are left regretting. The flower that would have opened under the influence of the gentle warmth of softness and compassion closes tightly in the colder air. On the other hand, the air of sympathy, which the good legionary carries with him, the willingness to listen, to enter wholeheartedly into the case as put before him, are sweetly irresistible, and the most hardened person, completely taken off his balance, yields in 5 minutes ground which a year of exhortation and abuse would have failed to gain. While Americanists give unwarranted importance to the natural virtues, the Legion of Mary confines itself entirely to the spiritual works of mercy. Quoting St. Pius X, who says, unquestionably, the pity which we show to the poor by relieving their needs is highly commended by God. But who will deny that a far higher place is held by that zeal and effort which applies itself to the work of instruction and persuasion, and thereby bestows on souls not the passing benefits of earth, but the goods that last forever. The handbook adds, natural limitations do not exist in the supernatural order. The more one plunges into God, the wider become the horizons and the greater the possibilities. But at once there is dissent. The idea of running risks for religion disturbs a lot of people. These make the air resound with cries of improper or imprudent. But the world is not talking in that weak way. And the Legion should not be less spirited. If a work is necessary to souls, then caution must take a second place and courage must precede it. Weigh these words of Cardinal Pie. When prudence will be everywhere, then courage will no longer be anywhere. You will find that we will die of prudence. Americanists believe in a new Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit comes more powerfully into the soul of modern man than before. But where is Mary then? The legionary believes rather that the Holy Ghost comes to us today just as he came upon the apostles in the one and only Pentecost, through Mary. The handbook states, we receive nothing which we do not owe to a positive intervention on her part. Similarly, Americanists think each person should follow out more freely the leading of his own mind instead of being subject to the church. But the Legion of Mary is tied to the hierarchy at every single level. The laity, the sheep, do nothing without their duly appointed shepherds. Even in the smallest unit, the Presidium, the priest spiritual director is expected to attend all meetings and has decisive authority in all religious and moral questions raised. The handbook states, he will regard his presidium as a novice master would those placed under his care, and will seek incessantly to develop their spiritual outlook and to elicit in them acts and qualities proper to a legionary of Mary. The legion's dependence upon the clergy is so important that the handbook exclaims, it would be a sorrow if even in a single case that sense of trust should be misplaced, if even one little band, wishful to do its best for God and Mary and souls, should be left straying, truly a flock without its shepherd. While Americanists privilege active virtues above prayer and contemplation, not only has the Legion been graced by many priestly and religious vocations, but it requires daily prayer of the members and fills the weekly meeting with prayer, never omitting the rosary. What is more, the Legion has an entire praying arm to its army, the auxiliaries, who commit to reciting Legion prayers and the rosary every day. Prayer and the interior life are absolutely necessary because the primary goal of the Legion is to make its members so holy that they become a white-hot fire, igniting all they meet. Finally, Americanists have a love of novelty, abandoning traditional practices in favor of new, unproven methods. The Legion system is the same today as it was in the 1920s because it successfully rejected attempts to modernize it after the council. The handbook says, to look at that first meeting, it was identical with what would be seen today were one to attend a Legion meeting anywhere in the world. Unfortunately, experience has shown that the name of an organization has little definite meaning for some persons, for they regard it as a virtual tyranny. They are not permitted to cover with the name of a standard organization some composition of their own minds. Change, of course, there must necessarily be, it says. Different places and persons are visited, works are completed, and new works are taken on. But all this is the steady alteration of life, not the fitful operation of instability and novelty seeking, which ends by breaking down the finest discipline. Apprehensive of this spirit of change, the Legion appeals unceasingly for a sterner temper, and from each succeeding meeting sends its members to their tasks with the unchanging watchword, as it were, ringing in their ears, hold firm. This is just a taste of all that the Legion of Mary has to offer the church and the world. Suffice it to say that the Legion is dead set against Americanism. There is no place at all for the modernist, the Americanist, the indifferent in the Legion. Rather, the Legion is the foot of Mary, which crushes the snake of heresy. The Legion does all it can to free every non-Catholic from the grip of Satan. I will close with one last quote from the handbook. In the words of one qualified to judge, Cardinal Ribéry, formerly apostolic delegate to missionary Africa and later inter nuncio to China, the Legion of Mary is apostolic duty decked out in attractive and alluring form, throbbing with life so that it wins all to it, undertaken in the manner stipulated by Pope Pius XI, that is, in dependence on the Virgin Mother of God, insistent on quality as the foundation of membership and even as the key to numerical strength, safeguarded by plenteous prayer and self-sacrifice, by exact system, and by complete cooperation with the priest. The Legion of Mary is a miracle of these modern times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.